Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And you're here. Thanks for choosing the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Your quest for podcasts of the paranormal, supernatural, and the unexplained ends here. We invite you to enjoy all our shows we have on this network. And right now, let's start with Dark Becomes Light with Heidi Hollis.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself.
Listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Welcome to my show. Remember, each week, this is where you go to when you want to learn the latest when it comes to anything out of the ordinary, from shadow people and Hat Man to angels and Jesus encounters. I'm telling you, you come here, I will do my best to address all of it, because this is how these things become a hot topic. If we're sharing, if we're talking, if we're reaching out, that is the only way. People who sit behind a desk and haven't experienced anything and just pull in the data, no way, Jose, that does not work. So you have to go to my main website, which is HeidiHollis.com, HeidiHollis.com, and tell me what you're experiencing out there. What do you know happened down the street? What happened in your family? What is going on? And then I will address it here on this program. I'm not a know-it-all. I'm not a guru. I am just somebody who has been there, seen that, experienced it, freaked out, found some answers, wrote about it, got over it, and now I'm trying to help you do the same darn thing so we can figure this world out just a little bit better. One piece of the puzzle at a time, even though the puzzle seems to get bigger. But I'm telling you, there are answers out there. There are answers. And you and I together will approach each of them as we go along. So I want you to go also and follow me on all of my social media at one, put a one in front of Heidi Hollis, and reach out. Say hello. I usually respond at some point. So, I got to tell you, this world is also a little bit more fuller because I also have a paranormal comic strip called The Outlanders Comic. So follow at The Outlanders Comic and also go to theoutlanderscomic.com and check it out. I've got Bigfoot, I've got shadow people, I've got aliens, I got all of it in there. And yes, there are some real elements in there as well. And also, youtube.com/Heidi Hollis. Visit me there, and definitely going to be talking about some things on that channel that I don't get the chance to talk about here, because OMG, things are getting weirder in my life. That's all I can tell you. It has been eventful, and I am doing my best to hold up a bright torch of guidance and say, let's pull together. Let's do this. Let's pull together. And you know what? I got to tell you guys, today, what is today all about? I get so many emails and I get so many questions. And I want to say thank you for trusting me with all of that, because it has been an absolute eye-opener every single time I open up my emails. I am never bored, guys. I am never bored. And so I'm going to address some of those smaller questions that I get from social media. How about that? Because those are a little bit shorter and to the point, and I can like expand upon a dime. I mean, you just tell me something and I will respond, because that's just how I roll. So I'm going to dive right on into all of that. Is that okay with you guys? Okay, great. All right. So I can't remember. I grabbed some of these random questions from everything from Instagram to Twitter and sometimes Facebook Messenger. And I just, I figured, you know, this would be kind of fun and quick to the point. All right. So this one, this is a question that I get a lot. I thought it would be appropriate to start off with. Okay, so it's like, why would a person like yourself go into the paranormal or ufology or cryptozoological stuff and, you know, put word out there like this? I mean, what got you going and why continue? And I'm like, oh, please allow me. You know, a lot of people, I think, get into this because they've experienced things for themselves. I have, absolutely. But ultimately, for myself, what really helped me take a step forward was a Jesus encounter that I had. Mm-hmm. And also getting my memories back about why I was born. And I don't mean through hypnosis or anything like that. And I always say I'm somebody who's just kind of rather typical, except for I've had some extraordinary experiences. And I just am not a person to sit quietly on it. But believe it or not, I was very, very, I would abstain from speaking in public about anything. Even in college, I would not speak. I wouldn't do my presentations. Nope. I would take a step back and accept the failing grade for the presentation in class. And that was not a wise decision, being that I'm a therapist. You had to have solid grades in order to continue, but I didn't care. But I did that because I started taking steps forward only because of the encounter I had with Jesus. And he said these words to me. And I'll tell you, I say these things back to him every time I go to do anything public speaking or even host this show. He said, "Do not worry what other people say. Know that I'll be there to give you the words." That's what he told me. And so when I come on a show or I go to speak somewhere, I swear to you, I'll look up to the heavens and I'll say, "You promised me to give me the words. So I'm holding you to it." And because I have nothing to say personally. But of course, over the years, I've found words, and I think he guides them too. But because of that, I've stepped forward to talk. I've had a lot of odd experiences. And then I wrote that first book while I was in college, and with so much and so much direction and my own memories saying, I am supposed to take a step forward to talk about these things and warn people about the shadow people and Hat Man presence here. This is a matter of life or death for everybody, not just in the physical, but in the spiritual. Okay, I can't imagine a more graceful thing to be trying to work on is to steer people in the right direction when it comes to these horrific things. So, yeah, and doing it in the name of Jesus, because I'm just keeping it real. That's what happened. I don't know how, I can't make that any different than what it is. And, you know, and I tell people, it's like, I have not the best recall for details and the order of things. It's so weird. My dad had this kind of thing too, but I've met one other person that has it as bad as I do. And she's super duper psychic. And I think it's because potentially, I don't know, coming and going like in the spiritual realm of stuff, if that makes sense, because I've had so many out of body experiences, I've lost count and lost track. And I guess that's why time just doesn't seem to work the same for myself. It's weird. It's like, oh, you know, I called you this morning, Heidi. I'm like, oh, I thought that was yesterday. Like, it's like, it's that kind of temporal fluctuation of time. It just doesn't make sense to me. But that's okay. I get along somehow. I set alarms on my phone all day long. It's kind of hilarious, to be honest. But yeah, so that is why I'm into what I am. Okay, so, and that's why I'm taking the steps forward that I do, because it is why I'm here. I know this for a fact, and it drives me. Nobody has to drive me to get up and do something for this, quote, mission, if you will. Somebody told me it's more like a ministry, Heidi. I'm like, is it? I don't know. All I know is that I need to do this, and I need to speak it. And look, it has touched millions around the world in speaking and warning about shadow people, hat man, and sprinkling more Jesus in your lives. Because, yeah. But sadly, the message has gotten distorted by those who don't have the best intentions, or who get grabby. I don't know what their motivations are, actually. All I know is where I'm coming from and what needs to be said and done. And it has to be done a certain way. Very, very precise about that. And doing the best that I can. and you know what? For those people who go into these fields, paranormal and all that, if they go into it, please go into it for the right reasons. Go into it to help. Go into it to steer and guide and protect. You know, I understand having, what do you call, evidence and something in your hands to say, and this happened. I get that. I do. But it can't be the only goal to hopefully get a TV show, or hopefully get it on TV, or to go viral. You know, there is some honor in helping even just one person. And I tell you, when I hear from one saying that, I mean, that's when I get tears. That's when I'm like, and this was all worth it. I don't care how many years. This was all worth it. It's that important to be able to help just that one person. So keep your eyes on the prize, and don't get sad if you don't get a TV show. Okay? Because that's not the reason. It's not the reason for the season. Okay? And the lifers that are in this whole arena. Okay? Those of us like me who have been doing this for a lot of good and a lot of good reasons, using our real names, I think it's important to recognize these others as being heroes. I won't call myself a hero. But, you know, it's like a lot of people are like, whistleblower, hero, you know, this and that. I'm like, how about the guy who lost his wife and the dignity of his friends, or the respect even, or lost their jobs because they were a person who spoke out about UFOs being real, okay? That's a hero. That's a person that brought these things to the forefront. Or how about the silent scientist who created some kind of free energy and got killed for it or jailed? That is also another hero. I mean, there's a lot of heroes that don't quite make the news, but we do need to recognize them as being absolutely heroes. All right, you guys, we're going to get to our next break. I got some good questions here. So you are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. We'll be right back.
Keep it here on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Heidi Hollis will be right back.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Take a pause from your to-do list with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The Coast to Coast AM mobile app is here and waiting for you right now. And with the app, you can hear classic shows from the past 7 years, listen to the current live show, and get access to the Art Bell Vault, where you can listen to uninterrupted audio. Head on over to the coasttocoastam.com website. We have a handy video guide to help you get the most out of your mobile app usage. All the info is waiting for you now at coasttocoastam.com. That's coasttocoastam.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Take a pause from your to-do list with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Hey, it's George Norrie, and thank you for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Here we go with more Dark Becomes Light with Heidi Hollis.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. You guys, don't forget to check out my YouTube channel. That is youtube.com/ Heidi Hollis. And I'll be discussing things on there that, oh boy, that's all I could tell you. It's a lot, but I'm going to start from the beginning. And also, follow me on social media at One Heidi Hollis, and send me your messages and tell me your stories. All right, so I got another question here. This is something that I've been asked so many times on social media and whatnot, and just, you know, friends, even family. My family, they're okay with this, don't worry, because they've experienced things themselves, so they're not looking at me side-eyed too much. Just half the time. All right. So a question I get often, and I got the other day again, why speak of having faith, like Christian faith, in the face of there being aliens being presented by our government now? Oh, that is such a juicy question. All right. First off, I was a skeptic of such things as Jesus showing up to people. Okay, I was raised in the church and all that, but I was, I don't know, I kind of felt like he was more of a historical figure, Jesus was, and I just had this image in my head of fluffy robes and a lot of sand, and you have to say your prayers in his name, and then you're saved, and you're okay. And, but in the meantime, I was seeing alien beings. I saw ghostly things. I was getting images of the future and knowing stuff. So much. And especially having these strange trips to like a heaven-like place. The buildings are made of crystal. I called it the Crystal City. And looked like ancient Greek buildings or Roman buildings. Just you know, so much. So I figured if Jesus were around, I would have seen him by now. And I actually wrote about that in my first book called The Secret War. And thank goodness I didn't get that book put out before I had my first encounter with Jesus. And I had to rewrite that chapter because, holy smokes, it changed everything for me. And all I can tell you is, you know, it's a lot easier to remember the truth than a made-up story, because I just can only speak to what I know to be true for myself. And I kept telling my friends, wow, Jesus is no joke. He's no joke, everybody. He's real. You know, like, wow. And because I kept saying that, that's the title of the book, Jesus is No Joke. So I did. I was just painfully honest about it and kept it real. Yeah, I speak lightly on the air. I speak lightly in my books, too, with humor and just, you know, how I take life casually. That's just me. And I just had to be honest and true to it. So when people are like, well, there's aliens now, Heidi, you could give up that whole facade about Christianity and that Jesus dude. Oh, no. I've been in this long enough to know that Jesus is real and so are aliens. And I don't have to worship aliens or give up one or the other to know that the other exists. I am okay. I have found balance. And in fact, you know, I used to be asked, well, were you more confused when Jesus stepped forward? And it's like, what do you mean? It brought absolute clarity because, oh, it's like full circle. I had to go back to those hard wooden pews in my head and go, oh, you know, he's been spoken of for a very long time. So is the concept of a God. And so has this urge in all of us to find this answer to something, right? Like, I just feel like I need to connect with a bigger something, you know, like we just know there is something we're supposed to understand in this life. And a lot of us realize it's God. It's like this bigger love, right? And I'd kind of given up and taken a step back because I felt like my church wasn't guiding me in the right direction, because I'd experienced things as a kid. And I didn't say it was me that was experiencing things. Oh, no, I didn't want to be shown to be odd. I'm like, what if you can see things from the future? And they said, oh, well, that just means that only two people know the future, and that's God and the devil, but only the devil would tell it. And I said, well, that just means I'm not meant to be part of this church, because I knew I wasn't evil. I knew I wasn't. So what were they saying? So it was really difficult for me. I'm like, okay, but I still had my faith. It just became a little different, you know? And I have to say, too, it's like when you are facing things like negative alien beings or demonic things, I don't know what you're going to do if you don't believe in something bigger than yourself. Because when you're in the front of these things, you do feel like a little bug about ready to be squashed unless you pull upon something bigger than they are. And that's when they back up and they feel like the ant in the magnifying glass. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So there's a lot of power behind what I'm talking about when it comes to a higher source of something, which is God. People speak of, quote, source. I don't know what that is. I know the source. That was a light that was like a spinning sun that I recall. But that wasn't God. That was a part of the whole of him, but not him. I mean, there is something more. So it's important to know that. And so, you know, when people ask me that, you know, faith, I mean, the aliens are here, you know, we could give that whole thing up now. There's a reason why our calendars are set to the time of before Christ and after, you know. Even a rumor dies down after a while, right? I always like to point out that. It's like, what year is it? Oh, 2023 of the year of our Lord. Oh, got you. Okay. So we understand that something magnificent must have taken place. I've heard that remote viewers that worked for the government, like that was a project, that was a target to see if Jesus really died and rose in 3 days. And whoa, lo and behold, yes, that held to be true. So many people all over the globe through centuries and in near-death experiences report meeting Christ. Or, you know, like, what does that tell you? Is everything going to play out exactly as it's written? Well, I think, you know, we're all, you know, subject to interpreting things from the Bible the way that we want to. People say there's one way to look at it. Well, I understand. I understand. All I could do is speak to what I know to be true for myself. Getting into the itty bitty details of some things, I think people miss the bigger picture. Okay. There's good, there's evil, there is a God, and there is a light source from God. And there is a devil or devil head, and there is a dark source that those things come from. Call them what you will, but they exist just the same. So keep that in mind. We're going to be facing a lot of information this coming year and years to come about there being aliens. And a lot of people are already stepping away from their church of faith or whatever because of whatever bad things were done in an institution or another. Well, those are just people. I'm talking about God. Okay. I'm talking about God. I think that's where people miss the boat of what's important. Not a person, the whole idea of what we're aiming for. You can skip over the person and get to God, get to Christ, and be okay. All right. it's like, so I get it. It's easier to believe in something tangible right in front of your face. Our governments are coming forward to talk about aliens. Yeah, that's a lot easier, you know. Much harder to have that blind faith thing. And I feel I have cheated in my faith. I tell people that all the time because I sure wasn't looking to be connected in any kind of way with Christ or anything. I was a skeptic of him showing up to people. And for me to get shaken up the way that I did, I think he just saw I was a decent person and figured he might as well give me an extra chance because I was about to mess up. That's what I used to think anyways. Some things have changed over time, but it is it's a challenge. It's a challenge. I get it. It's one thing I think is important that people need to realize we are flawed, okay? I mean, we fall down, we get back up again. I mean, we make that same mistake again and again. And we know this. We know that we do that. But the one area people suspect we're supposed to be perfect in is our faith. So I think a lot of people just throw in the towel like, oh, I can't get it right anyway, so I just give up. You know, it's just like a math problem. I'm terrible at math. Horrible. Because it's so precise. I was an art major, okay? So I don't know why people don't realize we are flawed in every aspect, including faith. So yeah, question, doubt, fall down, get back up again and have another look, okay? I did write a couple of books in regards to faith, the other F word. So if you go to theotherfword.com, you'll see what I'm talking about. I did one for kids and I did one for adults because again, we're so tough on ourselves when it comes to our faith. And I just don't get it. But I was that person until I cheated. I skipped some grade levels in my faith because, hello, Jesus showed up and said, got it wrong, Heidi, got to fix this. And I did. And I've been working on it ever since. So nothing else matters nearly as much as making sure the big guy is pleased. Okay. it is something that I wish that I could peel back the layers and show people just an ounce of what I'm talking about. Because, again, I was such a skeptic. Absolutely. And to have had several encounters with Jesus? I mean, what? I'm telling you, I'm writing a new book on the newer encounters that I had with Jesus to follow up to the book one of Jesus is No Joke, because he shook up everything. And he did it again, guys, again and again. All right, you guys, we're going to get to our next break. Don't forget to follow me at One Heidi Hollis on social media. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hang in there. Heidi's coming right back on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Take a pause from your to-do list with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey folks, we need your music. Hey, it's producer Tom at Coast to Coast AM, and every first Sunday of the month, we play music from emerging artists just like you. If you're a musician or a singer and have recorded music you'd like to submit, it's very easy. Just go to coasttocoastam.com, click the Emerging Artist banner in the carousel, follow the instructions, and we just might play your music on the air. Go now to coasttocoastam.com to send us your recording. That's coasttocoastam.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Take a pause from your to-do list with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Hey everyone, it's the Wizard of Weird, Joshua P. Warren, and you're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Don't forget, you guys, check out HeidiHollis.com and tell me your stories. Tell me what's on your mind. Tell me what you want me to talk about. And also check out YouTube.com/HeidiHollis. And I will be sharing so many different stories and understandings very soon on there. All right, you guys. I get a lot of questions like this one that I got the other day, and I get it. It's just a little bit out there. So somebody asked, you wrote about in your book, The Secret War, how there are good and bad aliens, but how would anybody know the difference? Okay. All right. So this is strange. I understand. I had some really, really strange encounters when it came to positive alien beings, okay? And it wasn't common. I was involved in the UFO community. I would attend a UFO group meeting where everybody was an alien abductee but me. I had seen some major UFOs that seemed to be following and answering me. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what that was about. And I just figured it'd be kind of cool to be around other people who did understand. And I didn't get side-eyed from, you know. but I got side-eyed that I wasn't an abductee from these people. But soon after joining the group, I got black unmarked helicopters hanging over and interrogations by the government and people in military outfits. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Nope. So how would you know if an alien is good or bad? Well, you know something by their actions, right? I get it. We don't usually make a call to aliens to stop on over. But there is this little bitty thing of permission given or granted. It's strange, but they're cheating to get your permission anyhow when it comes to the bad guys. Good guys are more... it's okay, you know, ask and you shall receive type of thing. And that's kind of how it happened for myself with these more positive alien beings that I wrote about in my book, The Secret War. There's a being named Caff, C-A-F-T-H, and there is another being called Sephorus. Mm-hmm. Strange names. It's odd to think of aliens having names, but they did. And again, just keeping it real with you. And they also spoke of, it was interesting because they spoke of God and Jesus being who they, you know, he said he was. He was who he said he was. And I'm like, well, okay, you know, how does that work? You know, it was just so difficult for me because at the time I wasn't into the whole topic of Jesus. It was just, again, a historical figure. So when it comes to positive and negative alien beings, A, having aliens talk about Jesus is kind of different. I'd say that's not a bad guy. and especially he spoke pretty much how we biblically see Christ and shocked me. I couldn't help but to wonder if the beings that I was talking to are the same ones the church looks at through their giant observatories into space. I don't know. I'm just being silly. But yeah, I mean, so I was shocked. I didn't know what I was dealing with. They didn't feel bad. They were speaking on a lot of good, positive things, but they weren't there to just pour out answers. Again, I had to ask the right questions. And I really struggled with that initially because I wasn't getting anywhere with my questions. It was a really odd. But these beings are the ones who helped me recall and also gave input on defining the shadow people and Hatman phenomenon. People think I came up with this. Oh, no. No, these beings who said and told me that Jesus is who he said he is, you know, he is a part of God, and they gave information on these dark entities being demonic and to watch out for them and how to get rid of them. And guess what they put in that category? Negative alien beings, the ones who come and abuse people that people somehow don't feel are always abusive. These abduction scenarios and different experimentation. I mean, I don't think that was anything anybody enjoyed. I was in the communities back in the day when people were sleeping with guns under their pillows, who hated these things, who spoke with such rage about what happened to them, their family, their children. Just rage, you guys. And then to watch the conversation change, where they felt enlightened from these conversations and abuses that they had by the same beings. It was confusing. It was absolutely confusing to watch because I wasn't somebody that had been abducted. But I'll tell you, being there at that group, aliens came into my apartment and I got up and boy, oh boy, I've talked about it once too many times, but you could say that one got a bit rattled by me, but I didn't know what to expect. I thought somebody broke into my apartment. I didn't know what was going on. But again, that's a long story. but anyways, these beings who come into people's homes and do abusive things while you would rather be fighting, running, screaming, kicking, yelling, grabbing your children back from them, I'd say those are bad guys. Now, that's one way to know what their intentions are, is what they're doing. You see them, you see what they're doing, And I used to think, and I mean, I was a big advocate for it too, to say, well, these beings are doing these things for our own good. They're teaching us something, right? We just aren't remembering the scared part of us, our natural instinct part. They're taking that away from us. So we don't have that fear in us. So we don't get PTSD. But guess what? People were getting PTSD. And that's how they were finding they were being alien abducted. Did you know that? Did you know that? So for the people who once were so terrified, they had to go to a psychologist and get hypnotically regressed to see why they suddenly have PTSD, only to see alien eyes behind it and are now okay with it. I just want to ask why. And I did. I asked why back then. It wasn't popular for me to ask why. And I realized that people were holding on to their alien beings as being the good guys. I just kind of like had to let people be okay with what they could accept in their lives. I'm not here to poo-poo anybody for what they believe to be true for themselves. I get it. I do get it. But if these things are something related to, AKA, as I call them, shadow people and Hat Man, which are nothing good, then this is bad. And I was told these beings are essentially being possessed. Okay, so if that's the connection, I'd say back off. And I just have to be so clear about that. So how can you tell good and bad? Well, they're coming for you physically. People get abducted spiritually sometimes. Imagine that. You're not always abducted physically. They take your soul to a place where a lot of people don't find that to be fun either. Go figure. That's not fun. You grabbed my soul. I didn't give you permission. How did they get that permission? Now, I've talked about that a lot here too, but imagine a knock on your door and you look out and you're like, something feels wrong, but it looks like your sister. But so you let her in with question marks, but you open the door. It's like it's an action. It's a welcoming action. Oh, you welcomed them in. They cheated in a dream, guys. This is the lowness that they go. So beware. Now, another way that you could tell, good and bad. I was told to close your eyes and feel what's in front of you. Because you can't trust your eyes because they can make themselves appear as they want, as something of beauty. Isn't that biblical? Something evil can make themselves appear beautiful. So be cautious. Feel it out. Say a prayer. And what's your gut telling you when you're saying that prayer? Are these things responding properly? Are they looking really uncomfortable in their skin? There are reptilian people in the world. I've met some. And they are very awkward. Very awkward. They don't move like you or I. Okay? They seem really like that their outfit itches. That's a good way to put it. So be leery of the awkward person, but you know, not everybody, of course. I don't want to like label anybody, but these are some of the tells of these things. And if there's a craft going overhead, I was shown for myself, okay, I don't think other people always have these, awarenesses. But I was able to sense if it was connected or not. And if I didn't feel or, quote, hear them, I knew to step back. So trust that inner gut that tells you what's standing before you. See if they can handle the name of Jesus, biggest one of them all. In Jesus' name, leave if you have nothing to do with them. Oh, if they scatter, guess what? Just make sure they drank some holy water on their way out. I just got to keep it real with you guys. But yeah, so there go your reasons. This goes also in line with how to tell what is a good or bad alien. Because I know we see these things as being hideous. We're not used to them, you know. Gosh, is that normal? Some of these beings look very, very human. Some of them look very alien. I've got some of them on my website, HeidiHollis.com. Don't forget, go over there. Tell me your stories. Tell me what you want me to talk about. So good and bad aliens. I hope that by the time they come forward, where they turn off their little cloak shield, we'll all be fine being able to handle them. Because I was so fearful of ever seeing these things head on that I couldn't have a light off, okay? Because I knew beings were around me, and I didn't think I could handle seeing them. But guess what? A very, very bright green reptilian, kind reptilian, gave me the time to get used to seeing these different beings so I could, therefore, step into the secret war we are now in the middle of as the battle continues. And that's no joke. And you guys, don't forget, check out the Secret War book. That was the first book written on shadow people and what started this whole craze and phenomena. All right, we're going to get to our next break. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. We'll be right back.
Stay right there. There's more Heidi coming right up.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Take a pause from your to-do list with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for that certain someone who shares your interests in UFOs, ghosts, Bigfoot, conspiracy theories, and the paranormal? Well, look no further than ParanormalDate.com, the unique site for like-minded people. If you like the senior crowd, try ParanormalDate.com/seniors to meet like-minded people that are 60+. It all depends on what you prefer. ParanormalDate.com is great for everyone. You can also tap into members that are 60+ at ParanormalDate.com/seniors. Enjoy your search and have some fun at ParanormalDate.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Take a pause from your to-do list with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Hey, it's Dr. Sky, and you're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. You guys, don't forget to go to HeidiHollis.com or ShadowFolks.com and tell me your stories. Tell me what's going on out there in the world, because this is how we get to those answers. And also, check out the Outlanders comic at the Outlanders comic on Instagram and at one Heidi Hollis on all your social media. And don't forget to check out theotherfword.com. Don't worry, it's about faith. being a cartoonist, I thought I would make some fun books, and they're rather detailed, trying to help people get over this hump of thinking they got to be so perfect. So I have all the different levels of getting okay and comfortable with your faith. So like faith flings, like that's where we go and have these little short flings with our faith when it's important. Like, oh, I just lost somebody. Oh, I need a new car. You know, that's a faith fling. Okay. Then there's faith flips. Like all of a sudden you get the, whoo, this feels good. I'm going to flip on down the road here and have a good old time. But then there's faith failures. That's where we feel like I failed this long. I don't think anything could get me out of this. There are so many different levels to our faith trips, and they needed to be documented. So I did. So theotherfword.com, and also the book is called The Other F Word. And I think you'll enjoy it. I made one for children, right? It's called The Fickle Finders Investigates the Other F Word. So it's like, you know, got notebook lines and it's a thick book and all this stuff. And I thought I'd hear from children. I didn't hear from one kid. I heard from all these adults saying, wow, thanks. That really helped me with my faith. And I was like, well, hold on. You know, apparently that needed to be done for adults. So that's why I did the adult book. So it's The Other F Word, How to Find Faith and Laugh at Yourself While Trying. Because it's important. It's important to laugh every time. It really is. I just always thought if I could give an ounce of what I understand now with some of the things that I have experienced, if I could just squeeze that out somehow, I'm going to. And that's why I've done all the different types of books that I have. And probably one of the more important books that I've done, I don't speak much about, it's called Picture Prayers. that is where I had an encounter with angelic beings, angels, who showed me how they pray. Did you hear that? Showed me how they pray. Like, angels don't use words. Little did I know. Instead, they communicate in imagery and feel. And now that is how I pray, is through imagery and feel. Like, I see something, I feel a certain way about it, and I put my intentions there. So prayer takes no time at all because it happens all the time. Does that make sense? Yeah. So check out that book too if you get a chance. But you know what? I wanted to speak to all of this because it's like, this is a question that I've had. It's kind of a combination of questions that I get oftentimes. And it's like, Heidi, are you a psychic? No, I'm not. Okay, not a know-it-all guru or anything like that, but you sure have seen a whole lot of stuff. You've experienced a lot of things, and I have to admit I have. But it's so weird to be that person, right? But I never felt weird about being that person. I just was like, well, that happened. Because I grew up in a household of people who experienced a lot of paranormal stuff. We just did, because we were in a haunted house. So we didn't keep it to ourselves. We talked about it, so we didn't have to be in a room by ourselves, and we could get over it easier, right? and so a lot of people are like, well, if you're not a psychic, hold on. You've seen shadow people, Hat Man. You remember before you were born, and you go to this Crystal City place. You've seen aliens. You know aliens. They have names for you. Ghosts, demons. Yes, even Jesus. I mean, what is all of this? Like, are you normal? What is this? And it's like, I never really often sat down and go, wow, I'm pretty cool. I could see all this stuff. I just thought I had bad luck, guys. I am not kidding you. I knew calling myself a title of something, it just didn't feel right. Like Psychic Heidi. Nope, that doesn't work. Seer. No, that didn't work either. I just felt like myself. And, you know, when you got friends and family around you, it's just like, big deal, you know. you stay grounded and you learn to laugh with the best of them. And a lot of people are like, gosh, you're so darn positive talking about such eerie, dark stuff. I'm like, and your point, you know, that's how I deal with most things because it's easier that way. and it's just, I don't know. I think that a lot more people need to pull out those flashlights from under their chins, making these topics seem like they should belong in one category for only people who are this type or uneducated or something. Now look who's talking on in Washington. Look at that. These people are about to step forward and whistleblow while all of America and all over the world have been whistleblowing. We have been screaming, please, government that we pay the bills for, please have our backs because we're sinking out here as our friends and families and our jobs are letting us go. Okay. They have really left us hanging. Now we're supposed to believe them as they stack the deck of people who can question them. They stack the deck, guys. They make sure that doors are closed or the person that is going to sit up there and interview them is their guy that they practice questions with. This is not to be a trusted practice, okay? That's how I feel. Just watch. Pay attention and watch, okay? There's a reason why it's been hidden for so long, and they're not going to come forward out of the kindness of their hearts. There's an agenda. There's a lot of money to be made, and we all know that money makes their world go round. The rest of us are just here to step on and help them get higher, but we got to pay attention, okay? So... The question, why see all these things? Why are all these things happening on this planet? Not to just myself to witness these things, okay? But for a lot of us that have seen a lot of things, and it's like, boy, this is a weird world we live in, huh? This is normal, guys. There's been a lot of history that's been destroyed over the centuries because when one country comes in and invades the other, what do? They try to break their spirit, their belief. They take things away. And imagine if you do have access to somebody who is part of your belief system that might not be human, they hide them. They hide that technology. They hide that knowledge. And yeah, they're going to protect their go-to person that helps them get off planet, you know, whatever. So there's a lot of knowledge out there. And then when something good is found, guess what? It isn't you or I that's called. It's the man on payroll. It's like, okay, you're going to be my go-to man out there. There's a big bank account with your name on it. As long as I'm the first person you call when you find something real. Uh-huh. That happens. A lot of us in the field right now have been approached in that way. And a lot of people, like myself, know others in this field that are under that payroll, that accepted the deal. It's not okay. We can't trust who we think we are trusting and following. So pay attention, okay? There are so many agendas and so many people that are not true to what it is that they're doing, what it appears that they're doing. Now that's disturbing just in itself. I was told by these more positive beings that there are even people who are not people who are steering our conversations and our minds in a certain kind of way. So, there you go. they want our energy. They want everything to go in a certain way. So keep in mind that point as well. But now, as somebody like myself who's experienced a lot of weird stuff, you know, it's like, I've always felt rather normal, and a lot of people are rather normal who experience the paranormal. but like, why? Why all this? Well, those are some of the things I am exploring now. And, you know, there's so many layers and levels to this, and it's personal, it's not personal, it's public, it's private, it's so much. And in the next couple of months, I hope to speak more to that. Hopefully I don't disappear all of a sudden with, you know, like, oh, their body was never found. Wouldn't that be awful? But yeah, and it's like, I don't mean to be cryptic. There is information that I'm waiting on. So to confirm and be a little bit more clear with it. So just hold tight. Hold tight. And you know what? In the face of all of this alien stuff coming forward and people losing faith, stick to the plan, people. God is real. So is Jesus. People like to say maybe he's on a craft. You know, I haven't seen him there. But you know, if heaven or he doesn't play out as the artists have depicted throughout time, it's okay. Don't panic. Feel with your heart and soul. Okay. Those eyeballs can fool you. As so many people write me, I thought my eyes were playing tricks on me. Well, you know, stick with the soul plan and you'll be okay. All right, you guys, don't forget, go to HeidiHollis.com. Go to TheOutlandersComic.com, the other F word.com, UFO2U.com, and tell me your stories. Don't forget to go to YouTube.com/HeidiHollis because, oh boy, so much has to happen. All right. And, you know, follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all of that, TikTok at one Heidi Hollis. And also go follow me at The Outlanders Comic on Instagram. You guys, you have been listening to me and I am listening to you. You have been listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. We'll see you next time. Stay safe, everybody. Goodbye, and God bless.
Thanks for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Make sure and check out all our shows on the iHeartRadio app or by going to iHeartRadio.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.